I've been exploring the outskirts of my comfort zone. I've been hanging out with the youth lately. Last week, we accompanied 21 Mendocino High School students, including our daughter, to Yosemite for Alternative Education Week. It was intense and exquisite. I thought we were going on vacation, but this was a get up at 6:30, followed by a highly disciplined schedule of exercise and education. I'm still sore. The kids, however, seemed supernatural. On top of all their physical activities, they were determined to have a campfire and enjoy s'mores as an integral part of their experience in the woods. But with 10 feet of snow on the ground or more, I mean, the basketball hoop was only an inch or two above the snow. The site manager at Crane Flats did not encourage them. He cautioned them to be realistic, but he didn't know who he was dealing with. That would be Mendo. So after 4 days, during which the kids hiked up to the top of Yosemite Falls, crawled through spider caves, snowshoed 3 miles to the giant sequoias, and cross-country skied, 6 young men and 4 young women picked up their shovels and dug. The night before we left Crane Flat, we had a fire pit that was 10 feet deep and 20 feet in diameter, complete with snow benches, and we all enjoyed a nice fire, puffy white marshmallows toasted to perfection, squeezed between some chocolate and 2 graham crackers. The students were proud, so proud, and I had a new respect for them, and also the desire to spend more time with the kids. So this weekend, I attended the production of hip-hop artist Dead Prez at Crown Hall. Peace, Love, and Light Productions offered the concert as an all-ages show. I would say we were about 13 to 65 years old, because I saw a very nice showing of my own peers there as well, getting jiggy with it. The vibe was beautiful and safe. Saturday was a bit like an initiation, an invitation to our youth to step up energetically, politically, artfully, to make a stand because we have to. There's too much injustice in the world, and the authorities, the politicians tell us we don't have the power to have the lives we dream of while they run off with the gold. The politicians tell us we don't get s'mores. I first heard Dead Prez in 2006. Their album Let's Get Free was the kind of hip-hop that made sense to me. The voices of the oppressed rising up with a raging beat. And I sure had a good time dancing with my kids and their crew Saturday night. DJ Noah and Facilitator 1 Joanna Schultz rocked the house, and Crown Hall was overflowing with hoodies and thongs and the fruity scents of fructus shampoo and ganja. The Know Your Roots crew was there, and Cafe Gratitude. It was a benefit for the Mendocino Environmental Center and the Noyo Food Forest, so in essence, benefiting the whole community and the earth. M1 and Stickman, the rappers from Dead Prez from LA, had a lot to say, and a lot of it I couldn't understand. What I did understand? These young men are dazzling performers. One is clean and sober 2 years, and he's totally into fitness and good health, and prescribes meditation instead of medication. They sang out for the workers' rights, saying, "I worked all my life and I got nothing to show for it," or their declaration that too many black men are in cages, confirmed by Michelle Alexander, author of The New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration in the Age of Colorblindness. She told an audience at the Pasadena branch of the American Civil Liberties Union, "More African American men are in prison or jail, on probation or parole, than were enslaved in 1850 before the Civil War began." That's why I'm turned on by Dead Prez. They tell it like it is. Their message is so relevant to us all, especially today, tax day, when once again the people being shook down for money to pay for the things we don't want. Corporations getting off scot-free and the bill comes down to you and to me. GE, Exxon, B of A, how many billions did you make today? While my peeps got to work and slave every day, we won't work for your wage. How about we do some trade? That's my rap. You can understand what I'm saying more easily than Dead Prez, but we can listen better, can we not? Listen to the voices that our kids are listening to. I know I get a huge kick when I find Bob Dylan, The Who, or Pink Floyd on my daughter's playlist. I'm glad she has the appreciation of the classics, and it's my job to tune into her. Let us not underestimate the truth of our youth. Let us take a journey with them and discover who they are. Let them show us their strength, resistance, humor, hunger, awkwardness, willingness, and grace. That's what the future holds. And may the voices of the oppressed make it to the radio waves and crash against the shore of apathy. And may the young ones who enjoy the privileges of life dedicate some time to the less fortunate among us. Pick up a shovel, a hammer, and drive that nail. Like Dead Prez says, let's get free. This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can hear more of my commentary at my website, sherryglazer.net. These record labels slang, I chase like dope. You could be next in line and sign and still be writing rhymes and rope. You would rather have a Lexus or justice, a dream or some substance, a beamer or necklace or freedom. Sit